Pope John XXIII's encyclical Pacem in Terris was published on April the 11th, 1963. 50 years on, the Pontifical Academy of Social Sciences has chosen this encyclical as focus for its plenary assembly, the exact title being The Global Quest for Tranquillitas Ordinis, Pacem in Terris 50 Years On. Among the speakers was Professor Russell Hittinger of the Department of Philosophy and Religion of the University of Tulsa in the United States. We asked him whether during these days of intense discussions a new scenario regarding this encyclical had emerged. Professor Hittinger began by pointing to Pope John XXIII's specific request regarding the drafting of Pacem in Terris.
When John XXIII decided to issue this encyclical, he ordered his drafting team to thematize the entire encyclical around St. Augustine's concept of peace as tranquility of order. And so we have been looking at a very rich and complicated set of orders that are emerging today. Some of the most important questions would have to do with Europe. I mean, the entire world is watching the European nations groping toward some kind of adequate order among themselves. Of course, if the Europeans can't have a tranquility of order, who else can? Because the Europeans have been trying to do it ever since the Second World War. We are discussing the emergence of China and India and Southeast Asia as maybe the chief economic player in the world within our lifetime. That is really different than 50 years ago when Pope John issued the encyclical. They would have been regarded as third world countries. Today, they are first world economies. We are paying a lot of attention to the emergence of global communications, which seems to be changing almost every kind of order we're familiar with.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.